Shalom Aleichem and Gemar Chasima Toiva, Kutior. To the whole Tzibur and to all the Chashev Yedidim of the Yeshiva. We approach Yom Kippur. We have the mitzvah of tshuva, which is comprised of four parts: charata, aziva zachet, vidui, and kabbalah asid. The role that vidui plays in tshuva, as opposed to a superficial look, is not just a shopping list of all the various we did. In other words, vidui is not just on what we need to do tshuva on. Rather, it's a part of the mitzvah of tshuva. A person has to speak it out. A person has to express it. The Rabban actually says in Parashas Nitzavim that on the pasuk of Kir Mitzvah Azois LeBashamayim, he says it's going on the mitzvah of tshuva, and the Rabban ends off and says that the pasuk says Ki Karvei Lecha Hadavar Moed B'Fichu L'Bavcha L'Asayisay is referring actually to the two mitzvahs of tshuva: Vidui B'Fichu U'L'Bavcha as a Kabbalah Asid. So Vidui is not just a hechatimtzav announcing what we're doing tshuva on, but it's an integral part of the mitzvah of tshuva. It's very interesting. We find in the Gemara in Yuma that the Gemara in Yuma says that vidui is described as kaparas dvarim. It's a kapara that comes from saying words, which is in itself something which is intriguing, because when a person says a list of averes that he did, where is there a kapara? Where is he cleansing himself? That's what kapara means. Why is that the beginning of the kapara process? And what is the importance of articulating all our averes? Another question which needs to be asked is, when we start a vidui, we say, "Anatover lefanecha tefilasenu, va'al not tis'alim mitchinasenu." We say, "Please, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, listen to our tefilas, listen to our tchinas, to our bakashas." It's really a very unusual description of vidui. Why is vidui called tefila? Why is vidui called tchina? Beseeching HaKadosh Baruch Hu, davening to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Vidui is an expression of all the various we did. The answer lies in a Gemara in Sanhedrin. The Gemara in Sanhedrin, that from Gimel twice, says something fascinating. The Gemara over there says that from Gimel Amud Beis, Amar Rabbi Shua ben Levi, kol hazaveach es yitroi misvada olav, somebody who says vidui, ma'al olav hakosav kilu kibdo l'akodesh brochu. It's as if a person was mechabit hakodesh brochu. Vidui is an act of kovet shemayim. On the same Amar, from Gimel Amud Beis in Sanhedrin, the Mishnah says that Shekain Matsinu Ba'achon, Shamala Yeshua, Yeshua said to Achon over there by Yerichai, Vini Simna Kovid Lashem, Elokay, so give Kovid to Hashem. And he answered, Vayan Achon is Yeshua Vayerma Anochi Chatasi. He said Vidui. So again, we see a second time that Vidui is called Kovid Shemayim. Why is Vidui called Giluk Voidais Baruch in the world? The answer lies in Alchet Shechatanu Lefanecha. The answer lies in Alchet Shechatanu Lefanecha. When we say Alchet Shechatanu Lefanecha, we're not just enumerating all the averes. We're not just enumerating all the chatanim. Rather, what we're doing is we're stating that the chet that we did was in front of you. In other words, like this. The ability of a person to do a chet is based on his ability to be misalim, to ignore the fact that there's an Eibishter in the world. There's a HaKadosh Baruch Hu in the world. And that ability to ignore HaKadosh Baruch Hu and create a vacuum of ruchnius as if we do things that HaKadosh Baruch Hu doesn't know about, that is the Sheirish of Chet. So when we're saying vidui, what we're saying is, Achet Shechatana Lefanecha, I recognize the fact that I live in a world where everything I do is Lefanecha. That recognition, that articulation, that expression is already a tikkun of the Chet. That's already a kapara. When the person says that, oh, everything I did is in front of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that realization and that acceptance that I live in front of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and therefore everything I did is in front of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that itself is a kapara touching at the shirish of the chet, which is that a person has the ability, Aidei Bechira, to ignore HaKadosh Baruch Hu, to make believe he's not there, to make believe there's no Bar Eilam. So HaChet Shechatanu Lefanecha is the Lefanecha is the main thing, and that's why it's Kovet Shemayim. When we talk about Gilu Malchus Eis Baruch in the world, we talk Gilu Kvod Eis Baruch. What does that mean? It means in the world there's a vacuum of the Kvod Eis Baruch. We don't see HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And Gilu Kvod Eis Baruch in the world, that will be Nisgala. In Koim HaMakeinu Safiya V'Simulach Aleinu Malach HaKol HaOlam Kula B'Chavetecha V'Yeda Kapol Ke'ata Pe'altoi. When we Nisgala Malchus Eis Baruch in the world, that it's everywhere. And he is everything and everywhere. When a person says Alched, he's recognized that in his life HaKadosh Baruch Hu is there. So it's Gilui Kvoida Yisbarach in a personal life. Every place where we reveal that there is a Bishto, where it looked like there wasn't, that's Gilui Kvoida Yisbarach in the world. That's the Gala Kvoida, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is there, but HaKadosh Baruch Hu created a world of Hester where it's possible not to see him. But that's in our own personal life also, where we're able to, quote unquote, be master ourselves, conceal ourselves from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And when we say Al Chesh Chelof Anacha, we're revealing that HaKadosh Baruch Hu in our lives. That's a gilu of kvoidei zbaruch. That's no sim, no kovri. That's called being mechaber HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's being megala kvoidei. So the act of vidui is an act of bringing HaKadosh Baruch Hu back into our lives and putting us smack in front of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's really the understanding that we find in a number of places that tshuva is described as remembering that there is a boirei. Rashi says in Avodah Zarah Daf Yutas Amud Aleph, actually, the Gemara over there says, Ashri Ish Yari Es Hashem, praise be a man who fears Hashem. So the Gemara says, Ish, a man, v'lo Isha. The Gemara says, no, it doesn't mean a man versus a lady. It means praiseworthy is a person who did tshuva when they're an Ish, when you're young still, says Rashi. Rashi says, because tshuva means Zachar is Baracha, to remember your creator. That's tshuva. To remember that your creator. And when a person is young, it's hard to remember their creator because people who are young think that they're in charge of their own lives. So this Rashi is an incredible Rashi. Rashi says, what does tshuva mean? Just remember that there's a Rabbi Yisrael. If you remember that you were created, you remember that everything you do is in front of the Ebershel. Ebershel knows everything. But for that, you have to bring HaKadosh Baruch Hu back into your life. You have to be Megala in your life. You have to be Megala that there is a Rabbi Yisrael. Whenever a person is Megala, there is a Rabbi Yisrael, when it looked like there wasn't, that's Gilu Kvoide, that's covered. So Vidu is an act of covered. And Vidu is bringing HaKadosh Baruch Hu back into our lives, that we're standing in front of him. Mamish in front of him. That's the yesod of Zechores Boracha. That's why Rabbi Say, Vidu is called a tefillah. It's called a tchina. Tefillah, because we stand in front of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, like Rabbi Chaim says in Sefer, that the kavanah to stand in front of HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the essence of what tefillah is. Pirush HaMilas is something else. Standing in front of HaKadosh Baruch Hu is davening. Vidu brings a person back in front of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It recreates, it redefines. It re-illuminates our relationship with HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that Lefanach, we're standing in front of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's tefillah. Tefillah is the connection and the kirvashaft and the bond with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So in these incredible days of Dirshu Hashem B'Masa Kiru B'Yosek Karev, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is close. We use the closeness to articulate the fact that we're really close the whole year and everything we do is Lefanach. And we stand in front of you. And when we do that, we're Megala Kvodis Baruch Hu in the world. And we're doing that, that's an act of tefillah. That's an act of connecting to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. By saying Al Chet Shechatan Al Lefanecha, and by doing that, we're zoche afterwards to Lefnei Hashem Titaru. When we stand in front of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, so what brings us back to Lefnei Hashem is by articulating Al Chet Shechatan Al Lefanecha. But once we're standing there, and we put HaKadosh Baruch Hu back into our lives, and we're Megal Lekvoida Yisbarach, so then. Comes Lefnei Hashem Titaru. The Lefnei Hashem, the standing in front of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, is Metara Yid. And the HaKadosh Baruch Hu should be Mizak all of us with the Gmachas in Matova, Bakutki Ben Stior to you and your families, Vishach Shakla Yisrael, Kol Tov.